When the irresistible force known as Ruth Bates walked into a classroom wearing her signature red high-top sneakers, her students knew immediately that it would be no ordinary class. A teacher, gardener, cook, baker, traveler, hiker, and sailor, Bates' zest for life and boundless energy fired her students' imagination, enabling them to tap into their own creativity. Colleague Diane Perry says Bates's passion for learning and teaching were equaled only by her love of the natural world.
I watched her do literal planting of flowers and trees all over Mattapoisett and marsh grass on the beach to help keep the dunes and the waterfront from washing away. I watched her working with so many people and sharing her enthusiasm for life. And as I was thinking of all these things, a wonderful phrase came to mind that I think is really perfect for my memories of Ruth. I think of her as our own Ruth Appleseed.
Bates was known around town as an unabashed tree hugger, and one of the many stories about her commitment to the environment dates back to an Arbor Day fundraiser 10 years ago. Nearly 100 white pine saplings went unsold at the event, so Bates loaded them into her car and planted them on the newly opened Nascatucket Bay State Reservation, where they stand today lining both sides of the entrance. Gary Johnson is the current president of the Mattapoisett Land Trust. He says Bates always was willing to fight for protecting the environment.
She wasn't always successful. We failed when we tried to protect the area around Eel Pond, but she kept up the fight. She reminded me of Dr. Seuss' character, the Lorax, because she spoke for the trees.
Bates was born in New Bedford, and she graduated from the city's high school in 1965. She went on to study English in college and graduate school before eventually making her way to Mattapoisett, where she raised her family. She often was seen whizzing around town in her yellow VW Bug. Neighbor Bo Perkins says Bates often entertained the neighborhood children, including her three boys.
She made a Christmas tree teepee with them once, which is a kind of like a tent with Christmas trees, and we got to sleep in there, which was really special. And then anytime it snowed, the kids would always run outside. Either she was already in our yard making a sculpture, or they would run up to her yard and she'd be there, and she'd always include them, and they thought that was really wonderful. I remember that she would randomly just stop by with fresh bread that she had made, just wonderful, warm, fresh homemade bread. My kids just felt like they were the most important people in the world. You know, that's how she made them feel.
Elizabeth Leidhold is director of Marion's Natural History Museum. When her son, Jamie, was small, he went to Bates' home each week for tutoring in creative writing.
She was wonderful with him, a wonderful teacher, very passionate about what she was doing and very passionate about kids and education. She just brought so much to the kids and so much knowledge, and I'll be forever grateful and we'll miss her.
Always busy, Ruth never declined an opportunity to be of service to others. When Mattapoisett's Kay Alden was teaching inner-city kids in New Bedford, she sometimes had trouble recruiting volunteers to help out.
I met Ruth Bates one day and told her what I was doing, and I said, would you come and do a writing workshop? And she said, yeah, sure, I'd like to do that. So she came in, and she had decided that we would do a workshop on cookies. And she not only taught the class, she brought homemade chocolate chip cookies with her. Some of the children may never have had a homemade cookie. And she not only came for week one, she came for week one, two, and three. The children never forgot it.
For the last decade of her life, Bates fought bravely as cancer slowly spread through her body. Her neighbor and close friend, Dee Dee Smith, says in July of this year, Bates decided to end treatment.
Last summer, Ruth decided she was no longer going to fight her cancer, and she sent out a letter to all of her friends and family members, and I'd like to read an excerpt of it. Take joy in each breath, each and every moment you still have life. Get outside. Notice all that is good and beautiful in the world. Sun rises and sunsets, the moon and stars, animals, flowers, birds and bees, trees, wind, rain, snow, and most of all, the people who put up with you. Cherish them. Tell them how much you love them and hold them close. and be thankful for whatever you are still capable of doing, feeling, thinking, which means no dwelling on tomorrow and the negatives that may or may not come to pass. Ruth Bates.
Ruth Bates died on November 12th, surrounded by her family. She was 67. For WCAI, I'm Don Cuddy.